弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother and sister, good morning.
我们很高兴在主日我们在主的殿中一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can get together to worship our Lord.
你可不可以跟你前后你不太熟的人哈、啊、来打一声招呼，愿说耶稣祝福你哈、
啊、To say hi to the people you don't know very well.
那么大家都知道比安卡眼睛最近不太舒服、啊、
Everybody knows that I have some eye problem.
那么、我们的姐妹依然是忠心的服侍、啊、
I'm continue to serve.
那么她星期二会有一个手术，我们在开始今天的敬拜之前，我们先为比安卡的星期二的手术祷告。
I will have a surgery on Tuesday, so let's pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.、
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
And dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne.
我们充满了感恩与赞美。
We continue to fill with thanksgiving and praise.
因为生命是你的赐福。
Because the life is that is your blessing.
你让我们享受在世界上一切的美好。
You have to let us to enjoy everything on earth.
今天当我们会众相聚的时候，我们特别将我们姐妹比安卡交托在你的手中。
We put Bianca into your hand.
因他的眼睛的、需要你特别的恩典。
We need special your blessing to take care of her eyes.
我们希望星期天这个手术医生和护士都有聪明智慧。
And hopefully that the surgeon and the nurse have a special wisdom.
有神的手在我们的姐妹身上。
And the God's hands on her surgery.
借着这个手术可以解除她眼睛的困扰。
And we relieve her eye issue.
我们盼望她可以尽快的完全恢复视力。
And hopefully we'll restore her vision.
像以往一样可以跟我们一起啊，全心全意的来侍奉神。
And as usual, they can continue to serve the Lord.
我们恭敬将这些事情交托在你的手中。
We put everything into your hands.
我们相信主你是大能的医生。
We know you're a mighty doctor.
你是恩典有加的神。
And you have a full of grace.
愿主你按着你丰富的恩典来赐福。
According to your grace and to give the blessing.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家大概都知道迪士尼有一部电影叫做木兰。
And we all know the Disney movie called 木兰。
那么因为这部电影的话呢，所以在西方世界的人对花木兰也是家喻户晓。
And so Mulan, the story, a lot of the Western world know about it.
其实在花木兰这个故事在西方流行之前，还有一个中国的故事，其实西方很早就知道。
And there's another story Western world knew about it as well.
只不过没有流传的那么广泛。
But was not as popular as Mulan.
这个故事就叫赵氏孤儿。
And it's called Zhao's Orphan.
大家有没有听说过这个故事？
Have you heard of it?
那这故事最早是记载在《左传》跟这个《史记》上、啊、
And so it was according to《左传》《史记》。
那么后来呢，在元朝都编成戏剧、啊、
And then became a theater, theater. Or drama.
Drama,
or drama, right?
Drama. 那这个故事讲的是在晋朝，就是这个不是晋朝，是这个春秋战国时代有个晋国。
And so there was a happened to a country 晋国。
那当时呢，这个晋国有一个很忠心的大臣，他的名字叫赵盾。
And so there was a very loyal official. His name is 赵盾。
那么后来被这个奸臣的所害。
And was persecuted.
这个奸臣叫屠岸贾。
And so his name is 屠岸贾。
所以他就把赵家满门呢都是抄斩。
And so he killed entire family.
所以啊，几百人、上千人都被杀哈。
Hundreds and thousand people were killed.
但是呢，有一个是逃过了哈。
And but only left one person.
这个逃过的人就是赵盾的儿媳妇。
And that left the daughter-in-law.
那么她身怀鹿甲，后来就产下了一个婴儿。
And because at the time she was pregnant, so she bore a child.
这个就是赵氏孤儿。
And we call Zal's orphan.
但是这个图案谷啊，一定要斩尽杀绝才可以。
But Tuanku want to get rid of it and kill every one of them.
于是呢，他就说这个在全国的范围内要搜哈。
And so he was searching everywhere in the country.
如果搜不到这个赵氏孤儿的话，就把所有的出生的婴儿都要杀掉的。
If he couldn't find that infant, he wanted to kill all the infants in the country.
所以这时候有两个人呢挺身而出。
And there were two people stood up.
一个人呢是医生，他叫程英。
And one person was a doctor called 程英。
那么他呢？就把自己的孩子哈、啊、出生的婴儿拿出来
，and he actually offered his own infant，
冒充这个赵氏孤儿
，and to pretend that is that Zhao's orphan、嗯。
那么他的另外一个朋友呢，叫公孙楚
，and another friend is 公孙楚。
那他呢，就是决定说呢，他去舍了性命，两个人就合谋说怎么样把这个赵氏孤儿。给救下来
，and he offered his own life and then tried to save that orphan.
于是这个程英啊，就到这个图案谷那儿去告密，说、啊、我知道这赵氏孤儿在哪，就在这个公孙楚的家里。
So one friend went to Cheng Yingu then to say, hey, I know where's that infant is.
那结果就到这个公孙楚家里一搜，就把程英的这个儿子给搜出来了。
So they went to that person's home and they were able to find that infant.
所以就把这个婴儿给杀掉。
So they killed that infant.
那公孙楚自然也活不成的。
Of course, 公孙楚 was killed as well.
那么程英可以活下来，他就带着这个赵氏孤儿就隐姓埋名。
And 程英 was able to live and then took the real orphan and to hide their names and hid away.
当然这故事的结尾就是这婴孩呢就长大成人，最后怎么样？为富家报仇雪恨。
And so the orphan was able to grow up and was able to revenge.
所以我们华人的这个传统啊，自古就有崇尚忠义之道啊。
And so Chinese culture always reveres some kind of individual uphold loyalty.
就为什么这个故事流传千年啊。
And that's why the story are able to pass on for many years.
所以呢古人呢我们看尚有如此高的情操哈。
And so even the ancient that have such an endearing culture.
那对于我们基督徒来说我们号称什么天之骄子。
But our Christian was called the children of God, and children of heaven.
所以我们更应该是怎么样在这些道德的事情上高风亮节。
And so we should have a higher standard of the morality.
遗憾是我们中文啊还有两个成语哈、啊。
But unfortunately that we have another two idioms.
一个成语叫做乘人之危。
And one is take advantage of someone's misfortune.
另外一个成语叫落井下石。
And another one is add insult to injury.
问题是这些事情之所以成为成语就是怎么样这是司空见惯的事情、啊。
And why is called idiom? Because those are things that is very common.
所以啊我们生活在世上，实际上是每天要面对这样的选择。
And so when we live on this earth, we have to face choices.
我们是行善还是行恶
？We will either do good, we will do bad.
所以两条路摆在我们的面前。
And two pathways in front of us.
上周啊，我们就思考了约翰三书的三个人物的第一个人物。
So the last week we look at the one of the characters, One of the characters in 3 John.
那么第一个人物该由我们从他身上看到了这个人的品德。
And we look at the character of Gaius.
那我们有很多可以从他身上学到的。
We can learn a lot from Gaius.
那么今天我们再看另外两个人物。
And today we will continue to look at the other two characters.
这两个人物就是柳特菲和迪米丢。
And they're Diotrephes and Demetrius.
这两个人的也是行为形成了一个鲜明的对照、啊。
And their action create a very clear contrast.
是非曲直，黑白分明。
And right from wrong and black and white.
同时也像一面镜子照出了我们自己这个应该怎么样活出我们的人生。
They also serve as a mirror reflecting the oddity of life.
尤其是在教会当中我们怎么样行事为人。
especially remind us how to conduct ourselves in the church.
好，我们先来看经文。如果你有圣经，请你打开约翰三书，我们来读第一节到第十五节。
And let's turn our Bible to 3 John, verse 1 to 15.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read in English.
约翰三书，做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。
To elder, to my dear friend Gaius, who I love in the truth.
亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well.
有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth.
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。
Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers, even though they are strangers to you.
他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。
They have told the church about your love, you would do well to send them on their way in manner worthy of God.
因他们是为主的名出外，出于对于外邦人一无所取。
It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans.
所以我们应当接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth.
我曾略略地写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特菲不接待我们。
I wrote to the church, but the Archippus, who loved to be first, we have nothing to do with us.
所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们，还不以此为足，他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待，他也禁止，并且将接待的弟兄的人赶出教会。
So if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us. Not satisfied with that, he refused to welcome his brothers. He also stopped those who want to do so and put them out of the church.
亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属于神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Dear friend, do not imitate what's evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God.
迪米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理给他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证。你也知道，我们的见证是真的。
Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself, we also speak well of him, and you know what our testimony is true.
我原有许多事要写给你，却不愿意用笔墨写给你，但
I have much to write you, but I do not want to do so with a pen and ink.
但盼望快快地见你，我们就当面谈论。
I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face.
愿你平安。各位朋友都问你安，请你替我按着姓名问众位朋友安。
Peace to you, the friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name.
所以这一卷书只有一章，总共十五节。
Third John only has one chapter and with a 15 verses.
那么我们如果今天看后半节的书的话，大概只有七节。
If we only look at the second part, only have seven verses.
那么在这七节经文里面呢，其中这个结语啊，是从第十三节开始，那么结语就占了三节。
And so the 结语是
conclusion.
The conclusion and take about three verses.
所以啊，我们看到这其中有两节经文是讲丢特菲。
And two verses about the Diotrephes.
那么一节经文讲到迪米丢。
And one verse is about Demetrius.
那么 剩下只有一节了。
And the rest is only one verse.
这节经文就是这一段经文的中心哈。
And actually is the focal point of this passage.
核心经文在第十一节哈。
So the core scripture is in verse 11.
不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Do not imitate what's evil, but what is good. Those who do good belong to God. Those who do evil have not seen God.
所以，因此这两个人物啊，柳特非跟迪米丢。
And so we look at those two characters.
可以说是善恶分明。
And it's very clearly is one is good, one is evil.
那么被记载在圣经当中，就是为了以警后人。
And they're recording the Bible to warn future generations.
我们先来看这个丢特非啊。
And let's look at the Diotrephes.
约翰的手法非常精炼啊。
And John's craftsmanship is very skillfully.
只有两节经文就把这个一个霸道强人的嘴脸就勾画出来。
And he's able to describe with only two verses.
那么第一个，他被称为在教会中怎么样，好为首的。
And he's described, he is the head of the church.
所以一招权在手啊。
And once he hold the power.
那个感觉怎么样哈，感觉不错哈。
And he feels good about it.
特别是当你使用这个权力的时候。
Once he used the power.
给你会带来一种满足。
He feels satisfaction.
那这样你就会怎么样，想更去使用你的权力。
And then he want to use more power.
就是有时候人追求那个权力就像那个毒品一样。
And some people pursue power just like a drug.
他就是会越走越远，越炫越深。
And get deeper and deeper.
权力败坏人心。
And because power corrupt heart.
那追逐权力则是败坏的开始。
And so the pursue power is the beginning of a corruption.
耶稣教导门徒怎么讲的？
And what does Jesus taught his disciple?
耶稣有十二个门徒跟他，有一天呢，十二个门徒商量说，我们十二个人，谁应该是最大的？
And so, when they were following Jesus, they were discussing who should be a leader.
耶稣说什么？你们要做头的必须要什么？要做尾。
And so, whoever want to be first has to be the last.
所以在耶稣基督里面的哲学跟这个世界上完全是相反。
Jesus' philosophy is totally opposite of the world philosophy.
你要想做头的话，你应该是怎么样？是服侍别人。
And if you want to be first, you have to serve people first.
因为耶稣就是这样来服侍我们。
And Jesus just set the example to serve for us.
我们来看第二点，这个柳特非的这个情况啊。
And let's look at the Diotrephes situation.
所以第九节讲到说，他拒绝接待使徒所差派的人。
And he refused to receive the apostles.
不但如此呢，第十节还讲到他用恶言恶语来攻击使徒。
And beside that, he actually used malicious words to attack them.
其实这个也是跟权力有关系的。
And this have to do with the power as well.
当人有了权力之后，人的欲望什么？我要保持住我的权力。
And when you have power, you want to hold you have a more desire to hold this power.
所以你看这个世界上所有英明的领袖各不相同。
And so if you look at all those leaders, they are all different.
但是如果是独裁者的话，所有的面目都是一样的。
And but if you look at authoritarian leaders, they are all the same.
他们走的道路都是相同的。
And even their paths are same.
他们的行为的模式都是一样的。
Their conduct behavior is similar.
因为什么？他要维护这个权利，他害怕失去这个权利。
Because they want to maintain their power and they're afraid to lose the power.
他会用一切的手段来达到他自己的目的。
They want to use every single mean to achieve and to maintain their power.
这就为什么丢特非拒绝使徒的权柄。
And that's why the Diotrephes refused to receive apostles.
因为这个影响到他在教会里面的权力。
That will be affect his influence.
那么我们也看到第四点也讲到说，他会将接待这个使徒所派来的人的这样的弟兄呢，从教会里赶出去。
He actually will expel those people who receive apostles.
所以这也是 维系他权力的一个部分。
And that's how he tried to hold on his power.
那么几千年来人类的历史啊，就表明了人对权力的追求是没有止境的。
So thousands of years of human history have shown that the pursuit of power knows no bound.
那么丢特菲之类的人物在教会中也是屡见不鲜。
It's not uncommon to see people like Diotrephes in the church.
那么这些人可以在教会里面呼风唤雨。
And those people rule the church.
他们以基督福音的名义来行事。
And they will act in the name of Jesus Christ.
但是本质上是想满足自己的私欲。
But they actually want to satisfy their own selfish desire.
读到这里可能大家会有一个问题。
So when we read here, and then maybe we have a question.
我们的问题就是说，这个丢特菲，他到底有没有得救？
So the question is, Diotrephes, was he saved?
有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about that?
但是其实我们从这个经文是大概可以看得到哈。
From the verse, we may be able to see.
那么这个人既没有真理，也没有仁爱。
He lack of truth and also love.
我们知道真理跟仁爱是约翰二书跟三书的一个主题，对不对？
And that's the theme of the second John.
所以我们看到圣经这样描写，这个人实际上根本就没有得救。
So if that Bible described like that, so he's not saved.
因为我们根本他没有经历过神在他身上的恩典。
He has never experienced God's grace at all.
所以你在他身上你看不到一个十字架的烙印。
So you cannot see the imprints of the cross in his life.
当然，最后一个人是不是得救，是由谁来确定的？
Of course, whether a person whether is saved or not is up to
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。所以呢，这个问题回答了，大家会还有另外一个问题哈。
So even we answer this question, we might have another question.
为什么上帝会允许这种人在教会里面搞来搞去啊？
Why does God to let those kind of person rule the church?
教会不是圣洁的地方吗？
Isn't church a holy place?
不是属基督的吗？
And that belong to Christ?
为什么会让这些人在教会里面造成这样的影响？
Why those God let those people to affect the church.
我们还要回到耶稣基督的教导上。
And then we need to go back to Jesus' teaching again.
耶稣讲过一个比喻叫麦子跟稗子的比喻，大家记得吧？
Then there's a parable talk about weeds and the wheat.
所以他就说，在这个生长的时候，我不会这个庄稼的种庄稼人不会把麦子跟稗子分开的。
And during the growth period, that the owner will not separate weeds from wheat.
因为他们都缠在一起，一起的长，你把这个稗子除掉，那个麦子也长不了了。
And so if you try to get rid of weeds, and the wheat would not be able to grow.
但是到了收获的季节怎么样？那庄稼的就自然就把麦子稗子分开，那稗子就扔掉就烧了，对不对？
And but during the harvest time, you will be able to separate them.
所以同样的道理，现在这个时候不是，基督来甄别丢特菲这样人物的时候。
So similarly, God does not judge such people today.
但是当耶稣基督再来的时候，那个就是什么？就是分别的时候。
But when Christ returns, that will be the time.That got separate.
所以呢，一切就会真相大白。
And everything will be revealed.
所以啊，我们在教会里面，特别是我们做领袖的，要特别小心这个陷阱。
And so all the leaders gotta be careful with those traps.
什么陷阱？
What kind of trap?
权力的诱惑。
Power's temptation.
要常常的提醒我们啊。
And we need to remind ourselves.
那我跟师母啊认识一个比我们年长很多的一对夫妻哈。
And we, me and Becky know this elderly couple.
实际上他们是师母的以前的朋友在香港。
And she, those are Becky's friends in Hong Kong.
那么林教授呢以前是在俄亥俄州呢是在大学里面教书。
And Professor Lin used to teach in Ohio.
那么他后来到了五十多岁，他就说：“哎呀，我教书已经教够了，我要退休了。”
And so he decided to retire in his 50 because he had enough.
因为他要把剩下的时间呢，都坐在神的事工上。
He want to spend the rest of his time to serve.
所以他接下来就在好几个不同的福音机构里面做事。
And he started working in some of the gospel organizations.
像他跟王永信牧师啊、李定武牧师都有很多的合作。
And like 王永信、李定武 those people.
那很多牧师对这个林教授的评价就是，这个人呢，不贪恋这个权力。
And a lot of people's comments about this professor is that he's not greedy about power.
也不在乎那些什么所谓的荣誉。
And doesn't care about the titles.
所以这样的人无论走到哪里大家都喜欢。
And no matter where he goes, everybody likes him.
因为他帮忙做事。
And because he just cares about work.
还不会跟你争吵要东西。
And he will not fight about things.
所以谁不喜欢这样子。
Who doesn't like a person like that?
所以他们就这样一直服侍了很多年。
So they served like that for many, many years.
林教授现在大概应该有九十多岁了，应该还在北加州。
And so professor living in Northern California probably is in his 90s.
是一个给我们看到一个忠心服侍的人一个非常好的榜样。
It's a wonderful example who served the Lord faithfully.
好，那我们看到约翰在责备了丢特非之后
So when we after rebuking Diotrephes,
他就来举荐迪米丢。
And so John turned to comment Demetrius.
这是他写信给该犹的一个主要原因。
And this is the main reason he wrote to Gaius.
那么迪米丢行善。
And Demetrius actually is famous for his good deed.
那么约翰只用了一句话就概括了对这个宣教士的评价。
And John actually summarized in one phrase.
对，约翰罗列了三个见证。
And so he lists three testimonies.
迪米丢行善有众人的见证。
And he lists the testimony of the people.
有真理的见证。
Testimony of the truth.
最后还有使徒的见证。
And testimony of the apostles.
见证这个词是一个关键词。
And so the testimony, this word is a key word.
在这个整个这十五节的经文里一共出现五次。
And in the 15 verses occur five times.
在这一节经文里面出现了三次。
In this verse occurs three times.
那么中文好像是多了一次。
And so, but in Chinese translation, even occur one more time.
因为这是翻译的缘故，这样是在原文里面这个东西是暗示的、隐藏的。
And but in translation that happened, but in original language is hidden.
Yeah. So, 迪米丢行善，他到底做过什么事呢？
And so you talk about he did good. What did he do?
约翰没有名言。
And so he really did not say specific.
但是从约翰的字里行间里我们可以揣测一二。
But if we look at look at those verses, we may be able to figure out one or two.
首先第七节他讲到。
So in verse 7.
首先他是为主的名外出的。
And he went out for the sake of the name of the Lord.
所以愿意为福音而奔走。
And he's willing to work for the toil of the gospel.
辛苦劳碌。
And he worked hard.
这就是行善。
And this is the good.
那么其次呢，第七节也讲到他对外邦人一无所取。
And second, he takes nothing from Gentile.
所以做主的工作不是因为贪恋财物的缘故。
And so do God's word is not because you're greedy for money.
那第三个我们看到说他是为了福音的缘故他乐意放弃一个舒适的生活。
And for the gospel's sake that he's willing to give up a comfortable life.
可能甚至有自己的职业。
And maybe even give up his own career.
他专心为主做工。
And so he focus and concentrate for God's work.
所以迪米丢跟丢特非两个，这是一个行善，一个行恶。
Demetrius and Diotrephes, one did good and one did evil.
或成为我们的榜样，或成为我们的警钟。
And can be our example, will be our wake up call.
所以约翰在第十一节勉励我们说，不要效法恶，只要效法善。
So therefore, John exhorted us not to imitate evil, but to imitate good.
行善的属乎神。
And so those do good belong to God.
行恶的未曾见过神。
And those do evil have not seen God.
所以这句话，行恶的未曾见过神。
And those who do evil have not seen God.
其实这也间接地告诉我们哈。
Indirectly telling us.
所以丢特飞实际上是没有得到上帝的救恩哈。
And the atrophy did not receive God's salvation.
因为行善是我们基督徒的一个标记。
And do good deeds are the sign that we belong to Christ.
那么在知道这个信息的时代啊。
And so this is the information age.
网络的生活是我们大家不可缺少的。
The internet has become indispensable.
和我们在网络上可以游戏。
And we can do like gaming.
我们网络上可以购物。
We can shopping.
那么在网络上可以做很多的事情。
We can do numerous things.
所以我们就在网络上留下了一连串的叫什么？叫数字的痕迹。
As a result, we leave a digital trace.
你知道有些人对这个东西特别感兴趣的哈。
And you know that there are people are extremely interested in those data.
哎，有人甚至乐意付钱去购买这些信息哈。
And there are people willing to pay money to buy those data.
因为什么？他就知道你要干什么，他好怎么样想办法去给你做广告来赚你的钱。
And because if they know your interest, they can attract you, and then you can spend money.
所以弟兄姐妹，其实我们在这个世界上人生所走过的轨迹哈。
And so when we walk on earth,
那么每一个脚印都会留下我们所做的事情。
Every footprint will leave some kind of trace.
这些痕迹都是我们的见证。
And those traces are our testimony.
你知道在中国生活的人呢，我们以前都有档案的。
And so if we live in China, we have a profile.
就是档案就记载了你这一生是干什么干什么的哈。
And profile including what you have done.
那不知现在怎么样，反正以前我们是想换一个工作是很不容易的事情。
And we know that even in the past, that change your job is not easy.
因为拿不到你的档案，没有一个地方可以接受你。
And without your profile, they cannot take you.
所以这档案跟你走，走一辈子。
And the profile go with you.
你出身不好或做过什么事情的。
If you have a bad background, then whatever.
不过来到美国之后，我们感到说啊，好好，美国这回没有档案了哈。
And so if you come to United States, you start over again. There is no profile anymore.
不过在美国做事久，你发现虽然是没有档案，美国什么，哎，有推荐信的。
And without the profile, but in United States, you have a recommendation.
所以。人家在一个新的工作里跟你面试都会问你在上一个工作你做的怎么样哈。
And so with an interview that they will ask you, how was your last job?
哎，推荐人他去怎么评价你。
And how was, do you have a reference of how they recommend you?
所以弟兄姐妹，这也是提醒我们说，我们在这个世界上所做的一切事情，将来什么呀，都会有见证人的。
And so that reminds us, whatever we do, there will be witnesses.
所以愿我们在行善的事上我们多多的努力哈。
And so whatever the things that do anything do good, we need to work harder.
我特别感谢主，我们教会很多的弟兄姐妹都乐于行善。
And I want to thank the Lord that a lot of brothers and sisters willing to do good.
那么我刚来这个教会，那么很多的执事就告诉我们啊，我们教会的午餐都是弟兄姐妹自由奉献的。
And so when I just came to the church, that people told me that all fellowship lunch was offered by sisters and brothers.
以前呢，找人签名啊，很复杂的哈，很不容易找到人做的。
And it was very kind of complicated to find people to willing to sign up. Sometimes it's difficult for people to sign up.
但是那2019年做的。那个时候是天来做这个总务，他就非常开心，他说不担心，很多人抢着在上啊。
And Tim actually was responsible for people sign up the fellowship lunch, and he said, "No worry, a lot of people willing to sign up."
所以这就是弟兄姐妹乐意行善的一个表现。
And that is the how people willing to help out at church.
那么学习约翰三书对我们今天有什么启示吗
？So what insight can we gain from study Third John?
我想有下面几个，第一点是首先要我们教会要慎重选择教会领袖。
There are several things we can learn. First of all, we must choose church leader carefully.
所以这样就可以避免像迪米丢这样的强人会出现。
And so we can avoid the emergence of a strong man like a Diotrephes.
你知道教会很多的事工啊， 都是义工来做的。
And you know, there's a lot of ministry are done by volunteers.
所以就靠弟兄姐妹出钱出力来做。
And very often it's done by people willing to help out or giving money.
有人常常说，哇，我们教会很小啊，很缺少人啊，缺少财力，什么都不够哈。
And very often that when people say our church is so small, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough manpower.
其实啊，我跟你说，你去大的教会也是一样，永远都不够的。
And even you go to a bigger church, it's the same way.
钱也不够，做事的人也是不够。
And not enough money and not enough people to work.
所以这样的话就很容易留下一个空缺。如果有人乐意出钱，他又乐意做事的话，大家就很快把他推举成领袖了。
And so there's a void that if people willing to help out and also willing to give the money and people elevate that person as a leader.
所以我们选择领袖首先要注重的不是看这个人是不是做事出钱，而是看他属灵的品格。
And so we have to be careful. It's not that person willing to give the money and help out. Have to pay attention to that person's character.
然后我们要有一个合理的审核制度。
And we have to have an adequate audit system.
所以给予足够的时间去考察。
And so give enough time to observe.
然后大家在一起在祷告寻求圣灵的带领。
And to pray and see the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那第二个教训我觉得我们要学的。
And the second thing we need to learn.
可能很多人说，哎呀，我不知道，哎，原先到教会还这么麻烦啊。
And so I didn't know, come to church, there was a lot of trouble.
那既然这么麻烦，咱就免了吧。
And if it's so much trouble, forget about go to church.
那我来教会我就崇拜好，其他我什么都不管。
I just come to church to worship. I don't want to do anything else.
所以为了避免争执呢，我就是采取这样的方式，这样就是最安全的。
And so just try to avoid problem. I just come to church to worship.
但是我们忘记了一点哈。
But we forgot one thing.
如果这样的话，我们就丧失了为主做工的那个宝贵机会哈。
And that way we'll miss the opportunity to serve the Lord.
圣经告诉我们怎么说。
And what the Bible tells us.
无论得时不得时，总要参与圣工的。
Whether in season or out of season, participate good work.
是提摩太后书四章二节。
And that's from 2 Timothy 4:2.
所以教会可能都会有这样的事情出来。
And those things can happen in the church.
就像我刚才讲的，神是没有说这个时候要把这些事情杜绝的。
And so sometimes those kind of things and people can probably happen in the church.
但是很奇妙，神依然在教会里面做工。
But God still work in the church.
使人得救。
And bring people to salvation.
然后使人可以在属灵的生命上成长。
And bring people to spiritual growth.
但是就像我讲的，到了收获的季节怎么样，麦子败子就分开。
And but during the harvest time, the weeds will separate from wheat.
最后一点我要跟大家说，我们学到的教训是什么。
And lastly, I want to teach you what we can learn.
非常重要。
It is extremely important.
你把前两条都忘了，就不要忘记这一条。
If you forget the first two, don't forget this last one.
就是不要参与一些个不合神心意的事情。
And do not get involved with things that are not pleasing God.
当我们看到有一些不合神心意的事情的话，
When we see things that are not pleasing God.
如果神给了我们那个位置和能力可以阻止，当然好。
If we have that position that if we can stop it.
如果没有的话，其实最好的就不要参与那些事情。
If without it, don't get involved.
同时还要继续做主的工作。
But continue to do God's work.
因为这是神所喜悦的事情。
Because this is something please God.
所以这个人有看热闹的习惯。
And people have people like to get involved with a commotion.
你在这个高速公路上开车，如果出了一个车祸的话，哈。
And just like people, drive on the there's a car accident on the highway.
堵车呀，堵得好好远。
And so there's a huge traffic on the highway.
如果这个方向堵车也就罢了，你发现对面也堵车。
But notice that there's a traffic on the highway here, but opposite highway, there's also traffic.
每个人到那个地方都减速，他停下来看看到底怎么回事。
Because everybody slowed down, everybody wants to see why it's going on over the other side.
所以看热闹的习惯不光中国人有，美国人也一样。
And so that happened to Chinese, also happened to American.
所以呢，一旦教会有一点风吹草动，就有人带头。
And so if there's anything happen, there's always take a lead.
有人就敲鼓的。
And there is somebody hit the drum.
所以我给弟兄姐妹的忠告。
And so the advice for me.
不要参与这样的事情。
And do not get involved those kind of things.
第一个你不听。
First of all, don't listen.
有人要告诉你什么事，哎。Please, I don't want to hear it.
And if someone want to tell you some of the gossip, say, I do not want to listen.
第二个事情不传。
Do not spread.
不要去 gossip around.
And do not gossip.
第三个就是不参与。
Do not participate.
我想我的建议都是为了大家的益处。
And all my advice are for your own good.
那么希望大家能听得进去。
I hope that you can hear and do it.
因为这样做我们就不给这些个不合神吸引的事情就不给它蔓延的机会。
And so we were not able to spread the bad things in the church.
所以我们看到该由在这个里面是冒着被赶出教会的危险，他去接待弟兄的。
So we see the guy at risk of being expelled from the church to receive people.
那么迪米丢呢？他是被人拒绝的时候，他依然为主做工。
Demetrius continued to good works.
这提醒我们，这个迪米丢。这个丢特飞的现象不应当改变我们对基督的委身。
That reminds us that the Diotrephes phenomenon should not change our commitment to Christ.
丢特飞的现象都会有的。
And this happens everywhere.
那么有时候多，有时少。
And sometimes more, sometimes less.
有时候明显，有时候隐藏。
And sometimes obvious, sometimes hidden.
但是上帝允许丢特飞的存在。并没有说我们要停止做神的工作。
And God allowed the atrophy phenomena to exist, but God did not stop. He did not stop working.
所以无论得时不得时，我们总要参与圣工。
So whether it's a good, that is in season or out of season, we need to continue to do work.
如果你留意听我的讲道，会发现我讲道的时候，我很不喜欢讲一些负面的例子。
If you listen to my preaching, you can tell I usually don't like to using some negative examples.
即使讲的丢特飞的时候，我还用正面的例子来给大家讲。
And even though I want to talk about the atrophy, I still try to use the positive side of it.
不是因为我没有，我有很多哈。
And not because I don't have it, I have many.
但是我下面给大家讲这个负面的例子，这个是个公开的，因为是登在报纸上，大家都知道的事情。
And so I'm going to share a negative example because it's being public, it's being in the newspaper.
离我们不远，就在北加，叫基督之家第四家。
And so it's not far away from us. It's for as a home of Christ, right?
时间也不 ，Yeah.
Home of Christ is fourth one.
Yeah. 那么前就是前几年发生的事情。
And they happened a few years ago.
那么他们教会当中一个长老本来是负责财务的。
An elderly who was in charge of finance.
那么他负责财务呢，因为没有人知道他在财务上做了什么事情。
And nobody knew what he was doing with the money.
结果几年累积下来发现他在处理财务上有很多问题。
And so after a few years, and then later they found out there was a lot of problems.
当这个事情暴露出来之后
When he exposed,
这整个教会在处理这个事情上也是有严重的失误。
And so the church how to handle the issue had a lot of mistakes as well.
他们去本来想解决问题，当不能跟这个解决通的时候，他们当中就有一个做律师的，于是决定说把这个长老告到法庭上去。
And so they try to resolve the problem, but when the problem cannot be resolved.And one of the brother who is a attorney and decide to take this matter to the court.
所以这个事情所有的新闻，你现在去 Google 搜，说不定还能搜出来，已经好几年前的事情了。
And so, if you want to Google, you can still find it.
那么，这个教会对 整个的这教会的影响非常之大。
It has affected the church tremendously.
所以弟兄们，我是求主保守啊。
I ask God to take care of us.
我们教会现在没有丢特飞这样的人哈。
And our church does not have a diotrophy here.
你说陈牧师你怎么知道哈
？How do you know?
因为你知道我站在这就肯定没有。
If I'm here, I can.I'm sure we don't.
如果有的话，我进不来这个教会啊。
So if we have someone here, I will not be able to come to the church.
现在没有不等于将来没有。
And if we even we don't have it here now, that does not mean that we will not have it in the future.
现在没有这些事，不等于将来没有这样的事。
And even though we don't have this matter, it does not mean we're not going to happen in the future.
我们今天有这样的教导，就是提醒大家，当有这些事发生的时候，我们怎么样去面对。
And so when we have this teaching, if that happens in the future, we know how to face it.
今天呢，我们就特别的完成了约翰书信的这个系列。
So today we complete the third John.
John Epistle.
Epistle.
因为是从约翰一书、二书、三书，我们这样讲过来。
Okay, we finished entire epistle, John.
那么在约翰三书中呢，我们讲了三个人物，很有代表性。
And so we have finished three characters in the third John.
我说过，这三个人物每一个都是经典。
And so all the three characters provide with a lot of inspiration.
带给我们很多的启示。
And have a demonstrate a lot of give us a lot of revelation.
该由爱心的接待
，and Gaius love to receive others.
迪米丢为神热心做工
，Demetrius do good work.
那么我们也看到丢特非的专横跋扈
，and tyranny of Diotrephes.
所以给我们一个很好的提醒
，and it's a very good reminder.
不可追逐权力。
And do not chase after power.
追逐权力就是我们败坏的开始。
And it's the beginning of the fall.
那么无论得时不得时，我们都要做主的善工。
Whether it's a season or out of a season, we gotta do good work.
那我每次结束都会有个很好的例子给大家讲。
Every time when I conclude, I always have a good example.
那么今天我们有个很好的练习。
And let's exercise it.
如果你有没有周报？如果没有周报，请你举手招待，是不是发一下？
Bulletin,
每个人有一份哈。
And everybody should have one.
我把我这份给比安卡。如果没有周报，你举手。都发完了。哦，下次得多印一点哈。好，我跟秘书说，我们多印一点。那没有你就擦掉，没关系，没关系。这个。你翻过周报的反面，这角上有一个数字哈、啊。对，为什么会有数字？这是特别让秘书写上去的哈、啊。对，每个都有一个数字哈、啊。对，因为我要见证你们在教会中美好的善行。
Okay, so everybody's bulletin has a number. I wanted to testify everybody's school work.
当我想到这个办法的时候，我就想，哎呀，我要随便挑几个说吧，你们就该说，为什么陈牧师挑他说呢？肯定是比较偏爱他一点。
So if I only pick a few people, Pastor Chen has a favoritism.
如果我每个人都说的话呢？其实我说你们的好话，你们也不开心。
And if I say good things about everybody, you say, oh.That's nothing.
因为你的 lunch 就变成 dinner 了哈。
And so your lunch, 你的午餐变成晚餐了。
所以我选了个比较公平的办法。
So I have a fair way to do it.
我们抽签呢。
So we're
这也给我一个挑战，我不知谁会抽到哈。
And so give him a challenge.
抽到的话，你看我怎么样来评价你哈。
Also.Whenever the numbers be named, then the Pastor Chen will say something about you.
Okay, 那我就请 Rachel 帮我来抽。我在想抽签呢、啊，以前是把那个签放在一个兜子里来抽嘛，哈。Rachel, 你拿手机抽的，对不对
？So Rachel's going to use a phone to pick a number.
可以抽出个号码来，请你从一到三十五啊，抽五个号码，因为有些号码可能是没效的哈。比如说没有人拿那个号是怎么样？我会讲三，我就挑三个人啊，三个人，前三个人我来评价你哈。
And then we'll pick three people.
Rachel, 一到三十，我抽五个，你抽好。 你抽抄好了。Number 12是谁呀？
Number 12是慧慧Annie。
哎呀，我实在是有很多要讲我们的姐妹哈。
I have a lot to say about Annie。
慧慧是非常有爱心的。
And 慧慧 has a lot of love。
我讲这个话，大家会点头的。
And a lot of people will not shake their head。They will not shake their head。
因为实在我们当中有美好的见证。
And she has shown a lot of great testimonies。
如果我主动选慧慧的话，慧慧下去会不累，会责备我。陈博士，你不应该说我。
And if I choose her first, that she will rebuke me afterwards。
但是我是抽签抽出来的。
And so, but this is by luck。
那么慧慧在背后做了很多关心弟兄姐妹的。
And 慧慧 has done a lot of caring behind people's back.
很多的事情我们都不知道，
她
默默地做。
And a lot of we didn't even know. She was doing it very quietly.
她不希望别人知道这件事。
Because she doesn't like other people to know.
她也不希望别人去表扬她。
And she doesn't like other people to tell.
我们看到从2019年慧慧来到我们教会，她属灵的生命的成长。
And she has grown tremendously since 2019.
她身体有很多的软弱的地方。
She has some health issue.
我看她的信心哈，就一年比一年的更坚固。
But her faith has been strengthened yearly.
也非常融入我们的教会。
And she has really totally melted our church.
所以做牧师的我没有办法再讲了，因为说一个要一个信徒说你要做100%的话，我想慧慧大概做了120%。
So if you say someone had done 100%, she had done 120%.
好，那下一个是谁 ？Who is the lucky one? 七。哦，是 Karen。
So number seven is Karen.
我们上个星期把好话都说尽了。
Last week we already finished all the good things.
我们特别感谢 Karen, 在我们当中这一段时间哈。
And we really thank Karen that spending the time with us last couple years.
那么她在教会里面不但参加 CCF 的服事跟大学生的工作。
And besides, she served at CCF and participated in their ministry.
所以当教会说有需要要请人做秘书，我去问他的时候，他马上就说我乐意做。
And when we were looking for the church administrative assistant, she said, yeah, I want to do it.
所以很多事情他都非常的主动积极的去做。
And she's take a lot of initiative to do it.
而且虽然是秘书的工作他在做，其实我们很多不是秘书的工作他也在做。
And beside the church's administrative assistant work, then the non-church administrative work, she also do it.
那就是无偿的服务哈。
And it's a non-paid position.
而且他在帮我们带领诗歌在我们当中，对不对
？And you can see that she's been a worship leader.
那么我们最近在推动学生事工的时候，都是 Karen 去帮忙联系那些个学生。然后在比安卡家有聚会的。
And so when we start working on the student ministry, that she's the one doing all the contact, invite the student to people's house.
虽然今年她就要毕业了
，although she's graduating,
九月份还准备有个学生的活动，她答应她自己会回来帮助我们。
And so that she, even though she's graduating, but September she says she's going to come back to help.
感谢神哈。最后一位，十八。
18。
十八
，Who's 18？
看看你的号码哦。No 18？ No， 不可能啊！啊
！It's Raymond
。我们感谢主 Raymond 弟兄哈。
And it's Brother Raymond。
Raymond 弟兄的话，哎呀，我真是有太多可以说的了。
And there are so many things I can talk about him.
因为对他们非常了解。
Because I know him very, very well.
跟他们住在一个屋檐下哈。
And I have lived with him for a long time.
大家都肯定会同意我说的 ，Raymond 是一个非常友善的人。
And you can all agree with me. He is a very friendly person.
你很少看到 Raymond 会 lost temper 哈。
And really, he will lose the temper.
那么他是个 不喜欢跟人家争执。
He does not like to argue with people.
我可以看到说，这位弟兄在我们当中啊，他是做了很多的工作。
He has done so many good things in our church.
我们知道他啊 ，Raymond 做了四年的执事，今年刚刚退下来哈。
He has been our deacon for 4 years, and he just stepped down last year.
那么这四年当中，他负责我们宣教的事工。
And he has been a mission deacon.
那么这个宣教的事工在 Raymond 弟兄的推动之下哈，我们真是有了很大的改观。
And under his leadership that we have changed so much.
那可能一般的弟兄姐妹不知道这个宣教我们都做了什么事情。
And a lot of people might not be aware of what we have done.
所以我非常感谢神有他们这个家庭在我们当中。
I mean, really thank to the Lord that this family is among us.
他们热爱这个教会。
They love this church.
愿意为教会付出
and they were willing to sacrifice for the church.
弟兄姐妹有需要，他们乐意去帮助
and whenever church their need and sister brother need, they always give.
所以我的祷告就是愿神赐给你健康的身体和更多的年日
and so I ask God to pray that give you healthy and you can use you more.
愿主在建造这个教会的过程中能大大的使用。
And the process of building this church that God can use you more.
陈牧师公平吧
？Am I fair?
抽签抽出来的哈。好，让我们一起低头祷告。
So let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我们为这一群爱主的弟兄姐妹，我们献上感恩。
We want to offer our thanksgiving to those people who love you.
因为每个人的背后都有一个美好的故事。
And everyone has a beautiful story behind.
每个人的身上都有耶稣基督的印记。
And everybody has the imprint of Jesus Christ.
愿主按着你丰富的恩典来赐福我们的弟兄姐妹。
According to your abundant love and grace that continue blessing our sisters and brothers.
也愿主你按着你丰富的恩典来赐福我们的教会
and continue to bless our church.
愿我们人生的轨迹都是有美好的见证
and our traits that in our life that have a beautiful testimony.
当耶稣基督降临的时候，我们可以见证神你的荣美
and when your second coming, we can testify you.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.